Today is Tuesday, the 25th of August, in the 21st week of Ordinary Time. Michael George and the Corydon Singers, conducted by Matthew Best, sing Libera Me from Fauré's Requiem. Deliver me, O Lord, from everlasting death. On that dread day when the heavens and earth shall quake, and you shall come to judge the earth by fire. Today's reading is from Psalm 96, or Psalm 95 in some translations.
Say among the nations, the Lord is King. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth.
In our psalm today, we hear about how the Lord will come to judge the earth, the nations, and the peoples. He will judge the peoples with equity. Today, where in your life or in the wider world do you most long to see fairness and judgment? When we encounter injustice, we may experience bitterness or anger or have feelings of powerlessness. But the psalmist also expresses praise of God. So, can both longing for justice and praise for the Lord become a part of your prayer? As you listen to the psalm again, notice the images of joy expressed at the thought of the coming of the King. Which image most excites you?
Say among the nations, the Lord is King. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth.
As you approach the end of your prayer, take a moment in prayer to join in with the praise of all creation, with both longing and joy, as you anticipate the coming of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.